with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, we've still got Travis Fritt from the brewery on the line, Old Nation Brewery, and we're going to pick up our conversation where we left off. So, Travis, we've talked about the hows and the wins, but let's get down to the real meat of this story. Is let's talk about this M43 brew that has taken my palate by sensation. This is my new favorite beer, man. Great. Tell me what it is.
So, New England IPA, briefly, traditional IPAs here in America have been focusing on the hop, which the New England IPA does too. Hop is a flower that we add as we boil the wort before it's fermented, so this sugary liquid. And the hop gives us not only bitterness, which is commonly used to balance the sweetness that comes from the sugar and the malt that we use as a base for the beer, all brewers do, but also some aroma and some flavor. Traditionally, American hops particularly have focused on the flavor and aromas of pine or spruce. And New England IPAs take a different approach. So we're not looking for bitterness, really, just a balancing bitterness, not a really intense bitterness that people are used to. And it ends up coming across more like a Central European Pilsner. And the flavors and aroma of the hops, which are still grown in the Pacific Northwest but are new strains of hops, tend to focus less on that piney spruce character and more on the flavors of sort of tropical fruits. So
and I think that's why New England IPAs are gaining so much prominence, because a lot of people, and Jop will attest to this, a lot of people don't really want that really tart, punky, you know, heavy-hopped beer. It's just too much for us.
It is, and it's too much for even brewers. I think we got caught into in a kind of an arms race maybe in the mid-2000s, right, where everybody's just trying to make beer more bitter, and I don't think folks like that.
Yeah, so I see we've got like a 65 IBU on this, so it's not calm, but it's not going to tear your taste buds either.
That's true, and there are some mitigating factors in these beers as well. I mean, some of the ways we're treating water chemistry and fermentation and all that kind of stuff allow for even that 65 IBU, which, you're right, would be really firmly bitter, to kind of take a back seat and express itself as something more like 35 to 40 IBUs.
That's right. Like poetry, man.
It is. Well, and
you need
and
to write that.
That's a difference between a master brewer and a brewer. He knows his craft.
Well, that was a really good point, Jop. And I wanted to say, tell us about, give us 1 minute dissertation on becoming a master brewer.
Here in the United States, anybody can be a master brewer, right? You, if you work in a brewery and are in control of the beer that's made, you're a master brewer. I learned before the craft beer boom here in the United States, or before the big boom in the 2000s, I learned in Berlin, Germany, where essentially it is more based in science. So there's art in it. Everyone has art in their heart and soul, and certainly that can be expressed in your beer. But ultimately, the fundamental foundation of brewing or any trade are those techniques and the science sort of that folks have learned before you. So it's really
the science.
Learning that.
Travis Fritz, the science guy. Yeah, uh-huh. Here we go. I think I'd like to take his class.
But, you know, I brought that up because the Germans have a discipline, right?
Yeah.
That's not a mistake. And if you talk to a German tile setter, I mean, they're so precise and so, let's say, anal about their work that, you know, if it's not absolutely perfect, it's a failure. Everything's going in the dumpster.
Yeah. Right. Well, and I mean, it's the old, frankly, it's the old apprenticeship style that you have to work your way up to be a master through. You have to jump through these hoops and prove yourself in all these different ways before you get that title conferred to you. And I think there's a lot of value in that, to be completely frank.
Well, it's paying off for you. Now, you did a double version of this M43.
Yeah, the Boss Tweed.
What does that mean? When you go from a single to a double, I know what it used to mean in the bar, but I don't know what it means for this beer.
That's not too different. I mean, we're only going up about 2% alcohol between the M43 and the Boss Tweed, but it really is there as a kind of is a kind of a way to tell people in short that it's a strong beer, right? It's much stronger than you might expect.
But traditionally, singles, doubles, and triples were triple the amount of, like, malts, right?
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, but that's when brewers were making, you know, commonly 2.3 to 3.8% right. ABV beers. You know, so now it's a lot harder.
Yeah. So the Mimi that you came out with is the triple version of this?
Right, and that is more to do with the accepted nomenclature in brewing. So beers that are above, IPAs particularly, that are above 10% alcohol are called triples.
If you just tuned in, you listen to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're talking with Travis Fritz from Old Nation Brewing Company, Williamston, Michigan, one of the hottest beers on the beer scenes across North America right now. And kudos to you, man. I'm so proud of you because you're just a youngster. What are you, 19?
Yeah, I'm 38.
He's still a baby face.
I had a birthday yesterday.
Yeah, well, happy birthday. That's great. Awesome.
Yeah, well, very proud of you, man. You're just making us all proud in the state of Michigan and all beer lovers. But while I sat at your bar, you had all these people picking up their Mimis, and this young lady was there. She was one of these people that swaps beer online.
Yes.
She said the Mimi is the hottest property in the beer trading business right now you can get.
Yeah, well, that's news to me, but I think it's great. You know, we don't spend a dollar on marketing, and we're so thankful to have folks like her who, you know, talk about the beer and drink the beer and make that buzz that, frankly, money couldn't buy. We're happy that the product is speaking for itself, to be honest.
Well, Jop, I guess we can't get him as an advertiser, so we better end the interview quick.
But I talk for beer.
Well, we're thankful for guys like you,
too. Yeah, right. So, Travis, any food at the brewery?
Absolutely, yeah. We have a full kitchen that's open whenever the brewery is open. My wife actually runs the restaurant and does a job that I certainly couldn't do. She does a great job.
So tell us about your Vienna Lager.
Right. So Vienna Lager is a traditional style that comes from Austria, of course. It's a darker lager beer, generally a light to dark amber in color, sometimes even a copper color. And what it is a beer that's meant for drinking, not thinking, is what we say here, right? And those are some of the hardest beers to make because they're very exacting. All the differences in between these different kinds of lagers, Vienna, Pilsner, whatever, are so subtle that you really have to hit your marks in all time. So it really is a brewer's beer. It has a lot more to do with us and our process and what we enjoy to do. It sells okay, but, you know, it's not going to blow anybody's mind, and that's kind of where craft beer is.
I beg
right
to
now.
Differ. I tried one that you gave me, and it blew my mind. I forgot how good lagers can be, and here's why people don't make lagers much. It takes so long.
Yeah. Well, and there's so much can go wrong, right? There's nothing to hide behind in a lager, which is, you know, I mean, if you have to make a perfect circle, it's a lot harder than drawing, a, you know, 50 circles that don't matter whether or not they're perfect. And I guess that's kind of what lagers are like, or making that beer as perfectly as possible and putting as little of yourself into it as possible. And frankly, knowing when to stop is really important about those beers, if that makes sense.
Those are all things I can't do very well.
Amen.
Well, yeah, it's good to round out yourself as a tradesman, right. I guess, and that's part of it.
Well, you won't be making perfect circles if you have too many of these Mimis.
That's true.
That.
Maybe it's the only one.
You know, I've observed that it comes in a perfectly circular can, though.
There's no doubt
about
so
that's there's good. Some brilliance there too. Check this out. It's a silver can,
right,
with a label instead of having pre-printed. You know, so you end up with 10,000 beers that don't sell, and you can't use the
right.
can.
Right.
Yep.
That's a really, I like that, and it's ecologically friendly. So I think do the environment a favor and go buy some of this Old Nation brewing.
Absolutely.
So Travis, where can we find your product?
Well, you can find it all over at any local, craft beer seller. You should be able to find all of our products, with the exception, of course, of the Mimi in this case. Meijer and larger retailers have been extremely generous with us, and they do carry Boss Tweed and M43. And generally we'll carry those bigger brands that we put out. We're so happy to be working with big retailers like that. But again, those small retailers are who gave us the support to start this journey. And I hope folks really explore those stores, whether they're buying M43 or something else.
Great. Well, I'm sure Siciliano's Market is well stocked. Dude, I've got good news for you, too. Briggs Mechanical is my carrier dealer in Williamston.
Awesome. Yeah, we know those guys. They're great.
So I'm going to be seeing you once a week.
Cool, man. Well, excellent. We'll look forward to seeing you.
Okay. I think good news is a perspective. Just saying.
Good for me.
Anyway, Travis Fritz, Old Nation Brewery, thanks for your time, brother. And best of luck to you, and keep brewing this wonderful beer.
Hey, thanks so much, fellas. Have a great day.
All right, Travis.
There he was. Hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Coming up next, a little Mad Jack and some porchetta. Stick with us. We'll be back.
If those blue water waves could have stayed at our feet on the beach instead of going out with the tide.